Lesson 1. The Book of Mormon, a gift from a loving Heavenly Father. Purpose: to help the children love and value the Book of Mormon. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the introduction and the testimony of the Prophet Joseph Smith, located in the front of the Book of Mormon. Or Joseph Smith History 1, verses 29 through 35, verses 42 through 54, and verses 59 through 60. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Title page of the Book of Mormon, The Testimony of Three Witnesses, The Testimony of Eight Witnesses, Mormon, chapters 6 and 7. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A gift-wrapped Book of Mormon. C. A bookmark for each child, if possible. See the sample on page 4 at the end of this lesson. The bookmark reads, Heavenly Father wants you to continue to learn from the Book of Mormon every day. It's Heavenly Father's special gift to you. By following its teachings, you will learn to do the will of our Father in heaven. Ezra Taft Benson. D. Pictures 4-1. Mormon Abridging the Plates. Gospel Art Picture Kit 306. 62520. 4-2. Moroni Hides the Plates in the Hill Cumorah. Gospel Art Picture Kit 320. 62462. And 4-3, Joseph Smith Receives the Gold Plates. Gospel Art Picture Kit 406. 62012. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the children the gift-wrapped Book of Mormon. Why do we give gifts? How do you feel when someone enjoys a gift you have given? Explain that because of Heavenly Father's great love for us, He has given us a gift to help us achieve eternal life. This gift has an important message for each of us. It teaches us about our Savior, Jesus Christ, and how to live so we can return to Heavenly Father. Ezra Taft Benson, the 13th president of the church, said, "This is a gift of greater value to mankind than even the many wonderful advances we have seen in modern medicine. It is of greater worth to mankind than the development of flight or space travel." Ensign, November 1986, page 4. What do you think this gift is? Page 2. Have the children help unwrap the gift. Testify of how studying the Book of Mormon has blessed your life and helped you become more like the Savior. Scripture account. Teach the account of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon from the testimony of the Prophet Joseph Smith. For suggested ways to teach the Scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Use the introduction to the Book of Mormon to help the children understand the value this book of Scripture has for us today. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the Scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the Scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the Scriptures. What is the Book of Mormon? Who wrote it? Introduction, paragraphs 1 and 2, Ancient Prophets in America. Why is it called the Book of Mormon and not the Book of Moroni or the Book of Joseph Smith? Introduction, paragraph 2. The Prophet Mormon wrote most of what was on the gold plates, quoting and summarizing what other prophets had written. What is the most important event in the Book of Mormon? Why? Introduction, paragraph 3. The visit of Jesus Christ to the Nephites. What did Joseph Smith say about the Book of Mormon? Introduction, paragraph 6. See Enrichment Activity 3. How do you think reading and studying the Book of Mormon can help you? Many prophets, Nephi, Mormon, Moroni, Joseph Smith, have gone through great suffering and hardships so we can have the Book of Mormon. What are three things you need to do to know that the Book of Mormon is true? Introduction, paragraph 8. Read it, ponder its message, and ask God if it is true. What else will we know when we gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon? Introduction, paragraph 9, that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Joseph Smith is a prophet, and the church is true. What was Joseph Smith doing when the angel Moroni first appeared to him? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraphs 2 and 3. What did the angel Moroni tell Joseph Smith? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraphs 6 through 9. Scripture, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 34, 35, and 42. What happened to Joseph the next day as he was working with his father? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraphs 15 and 16. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 48 and 49. The angel Moroni called Joseph Smith by name when he visited him. How do you feel knowing that Heavenly Father knows your name? The angel Moroni commanded Joseph to tell his father about the vision. Who would you tell if you had an experience like Joseph's? Why? What did Joseph do after he told his father? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraphs 17 through 19. Joseph Smith, History 1, verses 50 through 52.
Why did it take 4 years before Joseph was able to get the gold plates? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraph 20. Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 54. What warning did Joseph receive after he was given the gold plates? Testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith, paragraph 22. Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 59. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Invite the children to read the title page of the Book of Mormon. Suggest that they mark in their own copies of the Book of Mormon the purposes of the book stated on the title page and in the introduction. 2. Help the children memorize Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. 3. Discuss and help the children memorize the following statement from the prophet Joseph Smith. I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion, and a man could get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. Introduction, paragraph 6. 4. Help the children understand and memorize the 8th Article of Faith. 5. Act out some of the events that led to the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. 6. Sing or read the words to The Golden Plates, Children's Songbook, page 86. Also refer to The Books in the Book of Mormon, Children's Songbook, page 119, Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118, or Search, Ponder, and Pray, Children's Songbook, page 109. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear your testimony that Joseph Smith was a true prophet and that the Book of Mormon is true. Optional. If possible, give each child a bookmark with the testimony of President Ezra Taft Benson printed on it. See the sample at the end of the lesson. Suggest at home reading. Suggest that the children study the testimony of Joseph Smith at home as a review of this lesson. Show them where they can find this account at the beginning of the Book of Mormon or in Joseph Smith History 1, verses 29 through 35, 42 through 54, and 59 through 60. Encourage each child to bring a copy of the Book of Mormon to class each Sunday. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 1, The Book of Mormon, A Gift from a Loving Heavenly Father.